Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Well, Singapore is a food nation. We explore cuisines, Michelin stars, restaurants, new thematic places to eat. But over the past 3 years, Chef Chris Chu, together with his wife, Dr. Rose Sivam, an award-winning television producer, they've been organizing events and sharing their love for cooking, the arts and entertainment under the brand Relish.sg. Well, the couple has hosted thousands of guests in their home gallery for the past 3 years in a humble HDB residence along Serangoon North Avenue 1, and guests relish an authentic taste of the world with a sumptuous feast that includes family recipes and international cuisine as well. There's also a wide collection of antiques and museum quality art that you'll be able to enjoy there as well. It's truly a cultural and culinary experience. Well, Chris and Rose, welcome to the station, welcome to the show. I've been attending some of these relish.sg events for a number of years now, and they're good as what has been described. Let's cut to the chase right now. How is the business doing? I mean, since it's Money FM, is it viable?
The business is viable. It helps pay some bills. But if you expect to become a billionaire or dot-com billionaire, it's not the business. It's not a scalable business. But we don't do it entirely for the money. We also are involved in some charitable events with regards to this.
It's called My Home, Your Home. You may have heard about it. Through creating My Home, Your Home, which basically is just extending the relish.sg experience to include people who may not have that chance to come to a home party. Through that experience, I mean, we've really learned a lot, and many, many beautiful moments have come out of such parties that we have.
That's Rose Sivam talking there. Well, of course, Relish.sg, they've started an initiative. There was a commended recently by Deputy Prime Minister Heng Swee Keat. It's called My Home, Your Home, which included people with a disability and even dementia patients to get a free meal and entertainment. So obviously the project, you can tell us a little bit more, Rose, and what was the experience that the both of you picked up?
I mean, it started off as something that we do anyway, where we have folks from the Cheshire Home, because I know quite a few of them, and just friends. And then we thought, why not just make it really big? And since then, we started having such parties maybe 2 years ago. We've done it in our house many times, and then now we've actually brought that party to bigger homes. Other people have been inspired. They want to do it. They're not sure how to. So we became consultants, you know, really planning a party. Chris will cook like all kinds of dishes. Yeah. So the last party that we had, he cooked for 90.
Wow, that's quite a lot of people. Well, Chris, we also know that you are an entrepreneur, you are a historian, you are sort of a collector and a passionate musician as well, with a penchant for attracting rare art. Can you tell us what inspires you when you plan an event? I mean, what lead you to create a menu for the night? I mean, how do you know whether your offering is up to the palate of your diners? How do you know?
Firstly, I think that dining is no longer just about eating. It's just not purely a gastronomic event. Dining has evolved into an experience. So people who come to our place get not only good food, but a themed story of which they journey through and experience things through food, as well as through music and dance, and sometimes plays and poems. So dining is a different experience now.
And for the benefit of our listeners who may not be aware, I mean, obviously, relished events happen at your own residence, which is a HDB flat, a humble HDB flat. I mean, that home feel to the guests, of course, the coziness, the great cooking that you put out, the experience of your fine collection of antique art pieces. How do you arrive at an ingenious idea like this? I mean, the question I always ask Rose privately is that, don't your neighbours complain about your business activity? I mean, this is, after all, a flat.
I think that we do it discreetly. Our neighbours are very understanding, and we go out of the way to make them feel comfortable. We invite them over for some of the events. They enjoy it. And that's about it. I think Singaporeans by nature are communal. They are very understanding, and they have a great sense of neighbourliness. That's what I would say.
And so far, you have no feedback from your neighbours? around along the corridors? No.
Well, actually, we do. Quite a number of them are Facebook friends, uh-huh. and every time I do a Facebook live of our event, they know what's happening, mm-hmm. and they will like, and they'll say, "Hey, I'm coming over," or the next day someone will say, "Oh, I missed
any leftovers."
Yeah, any leftovers. I could smell what you were cooking. Mm-hmm. So it's all very, very friendly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And obviously, on that note, the reason why you're also here because you want to tell us more about your Christmas special for Relish.sg that where interested parties can obviously host dinners at your place for a minimum pax. Maybe you want to tell us more about this Christmas special?
Okay, we actually have come up with something where we call it a scrummy, yummy Christmas. Mm-hmm. And we've come up with 12 heavenly dishes. 12 because 12 days of Christmas.
Okay.
It's something that Chris has worked out and he was very inspired. So we have things like coffee rubbed lamb.
Okay.
Then we have our relish signature turkey.
Okay.
There's a lot of...
So sort of like a Christmas turkey.
It's a Christmas turkey, but the stuffing is very, very special.
Okay.
What you can expect from food at Relish is that each dish is prepared and curated properly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Nothing is served unless the chef, myself, wishes to eat myself. All right. So if I don't feel, you know, I can't give you something that I won't eat.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really dig into myself.
Okay.
So that's the difference. So most of the people come to Relish and realize, you know, that a lot of love and passion has been put into every single dish.
I can tell. I can feel it. Okay, you mentioned about the coffee rub lamb. And then you
there's
talk about
a cognac chicken, homemade ham that we're actually going to make ourselves.
Okay. You're going to make yourself.
Yeah. Huh? Yep. Meatballs are very famous branded meatballs, mm-hmm. with orange infused
orange sauce, glaze.
Orange glaze. So, I mean, hummus, everything is there. It's actually on our website.
Okay.
And each dish will actually complement each other.
Okay. So for some of our listeners, if they want to be part of this, how do they go about
it? They can go to relish.sg. We are known as relish.sg because SG is Singapore. SG also means so good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you can book through the website, or my number is on the website.
Mm.
You can come together in a group of 10 and enjoy that sumptuous meal any day from today. Or you could come on the 21st or the 14th of December. If you can't put a group of 10 together, come yourself, come and meet new people, have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And the entertainment will be there as well.
Okay, wonderful. And of course, don't forget that next week right here on Brain Buster, we will stand a chance to win a pair of tickets for every day to join this Relish.sg experience right here on the Brain Buster. Okay, before we let you go, guys, it has been 3 years since Relish.sg started. I mean, how do you see this progressing? I mean, will you eventually move into a set venue, like a restaurant, or yes or no, and why?
We are trying to bring Relish to the region. We have put up feelers in various places, for example, like Bali, where we can actually take this experience to Bali,
mm-hmm.
teach the local, tie up with a local restaurant or a villa,
mm-hmm.
and bring the events regional. That's our plan. Next year.
And that's all next year?
Next year. We've actually started making some plans, and we did like a recce trip to Bandung. So these are some of the places that we're looking at, and Chris has already started to collect recipes.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of you know, the next step is bringing back those recipes to our home experience in Singapore.
Okay, we wish you all the very best for that one, and thank you so much, Chris, Chef Chris Chu, and
thank
also
you,
Dr. Rose Sivam from Relish.sg.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.